Maseches Erevin, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah is discussed here, measuring the tchum for a city. Where does the measurements for the tchum, the 2,000 amos area around the city, where does that begin? Ketzad Mahaber Nasair, how do we extend the city? So the Mishnah discusses an unwalled city and a walled city. If it's an unwalled city, Bayis Nichnas Ubayis Yetze, if there are some houses that are nifnes, that are recessed into towards the city, and some of them that are yaitse, that are protruding outwards, and the end of the city is not in a straight line, as some houses jagging out, or if it's a walled city, pagam nifnes, pagam yaitse, if there are towers that are protruding outward from the wall, or towers that are protruding inward from the wall, or in a case hayusham Gedudiyes Gevayis Hasara, or if outside the wall there's Gedudiyes Gevayis Hasara Tvachim, there's walls from broken houses, ruins of these houses, there's walls that are 10 Tvachim tall that are going beyond the walls of the city. Ugisharim, if there are bridges, Unifashas Sheishbam Bezdira, or buildings over Kvarim, grave sites that have both the bridges or these buildings over the grave have a room where somebody could live there. So in all these cases, Maitzian es Amida Kenegdan, we extend the measurement of the line of where the end of the city is, we move it outwards to where these structures are, that the city is considered extending to these structures, and the limits of the city reach until past them. And we make the city shaped like a square board, even if the city is a different shape, a triangle or a circle. For the tchum, we make it like a square, kadeshe nisker, as is obvious, in order that they should benefit from the corners of the square that makes that they can extend and walk further than 2,000 amos in a diagonal direction. So they would measure the furthermost structure to the north, south, east, and west, and over there draw lines and make a square, and that would be the boundary of the city. Mishnah Beis continues discussing another extension of the city. Nisan Karfif L'ir Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir is of the opinion that we give a Karfif. Karfif is an open space of 70 and 2/3 amos around the city. The Rav brings that he learns this from a pasuk. Then we measure, when we measure the 2,000 amos tchum of the city, it's first after giving this space of 70 and 2/3 amma, and then we measure from there the 2,000 amma tchum, and this is an extension added onto the outskirts around every city. The Chachamim say, Lo amru karfif ela bein shtei ayaris. This concept of giving a karfif, an extra 70 and 2/3 amma around the city as part of the city's limits, was only said Bein shtei ayaris, between two cities, em yesh lezu shivim amah v'shirayim, lezu shivim amah v'shirayim. If there's 70 amas and a little bit, and 70 amas and a little bit, that's 2/3, to each city, and then they meet in middle, and those two measurements of 70 and 2/3 amah will meet between these two cities, so they're close enough that the karfif of each city would meet with each other. So then, Isa karfif l'shteim lias kachad, we make a karfif as part of an extension to each of the cities, lias kachad, in order to make the two cities considered like one regarding the lachas of tchum, that the karfif extension of each city will allow them to merge together and it will be considered one large tchum for the city. They could walk from 2,000 amos to the north of one city, all the way through to the next city, and then 2,000 amos in the opposite direction from the second city, because they are merged together by the karfif. And only by these two cities do we give a karfif to them to merge them, but by one city, we don't say that they automatically have an extra extension around the city limits as part of their tchum of a karfif. According to the Chacham, that was not given to a individual city, unlike Reb Meir, who says it's given even to an individual city.